那么今天我们的经文是彼得后书第二章第一节到第三节。
Today's passage is 2 Peter chapter 2 verses 1 to 3.
请弟兄姐妹打开圣经彼得后书第二章第一节。
Please turn your Bibles to 2 Peter chapter
2. 彼得后书第二章第一节。从前在百姓中有假先知起来，将来在你们中间也必有假师父私自引进陷害人的异端，连实他们的主他们也不承认，自取速速的灭亡，将有许多人随从他们邪淫的行为，便叫真道因他们的缘故被毁谤。他们因有贪心，要用捏造的言语在你们身上取利。他们的刑法自古以来并不迟延，他们的灭亡也必速速来到。
But false prophets also arose among the people, just as there will also be false teachers among you, who will secretly introduce destructive heresies, even denying the master who brought them, bringing swift destruction upon themselves. Many will follow their sensuality, and because of them, the way of the truth will be maligned. And in their greed, they will exploit you with false words. Their judgment from long ago is not idle, and their destruction is not asleep.
我们怎么知道一张钞票是真还是假？
How do we know if a bill is true or false?
那么根据专家，如果要知道一张钞票的真假，
According to experts, if we're to know whether a bill is real or not,
那么首先我们必须看那个钞票的肖像。
So first we need to look at the portrait on the bill.
我们一张真钞票的肖像
，a true portrait on the money，
那么看起来很清澈，而且有这个生命气息。
It's very clear and appear lifelike。
那么真钞票的肖像跟它的背景有点就是显得很特殊。
And also the portrait would stand out very distinctively。
而一张假的钞票它的颜色没有这么鲜艳。
And a false bill, the color would not be as brilliant.
它的肖像跟它的背景就有点不分明。
The portrait and the background would not be as clear.
那么第二，如果要辨别一张钞票的真假。
Second, if you're going to see if the money is true or false.
我们必须要看这张钞票它周围的那个边。
You must look at the border around the bill.
如果一张真的钞票
，a true bill，
然后它的颜色是很清澈而且不模糊的
，it's very clear and it's not smeared。
那么相对的一张假的钞票
，likewise a false bill，
然后它的边没有这么清澈而且有点模糊
，the border is not as clear and it's blurred。
那么第三，如果要分明一张钞票的真假
，Thirdly, if you want to distinguish between the true or false bill，
然后必须要看钞票它的号码还有它的那个盖印。
You must look at the number and the treasury seal。
那么真的钞票它的这个盖印还有它的号码，它的颜色是一样的。
The true treasury the treasury seal and the number, the color should be exactly the same.
那么最后一张真钞票和假钞票的纸张有所不同。
And also the paper is different.
一张真钞票的纸张有这个很小很小的蓝色和红色的纤维杂入在这个纸张里面。
And there's, in a true bill, there's small fibers.That's embedded in the paper.
但是一张假的钞票，它这个蓝色和红色的那个纤维没有杂入在纸张里面。
But the false ones do not have these red and blue fibers embedded in them.
而是在纸张上面。
But it's on top.
所以我记得以前如果你到商店里面用一张50块钱或者100块钱的钞票买东西的时候。
So I remember in the past, if you use a $50 bill or $100 bill to purchase things.
那么收银员他都会用一支很特别的笔在那边画一条线。
The cashier will always use a special pen marker to draw a line on the paper.
或者把那个钞票放在那个有灯光的一个仪器下把它照一照。
Or they might put the bill under a light, a special light.
啊，这些都是一些普通的方法来辨别钞票的真假。
These are very common everyday way to distinguish the truth or falseness of the bill.
但是在银行里或者在赌场里。
But in a bank or a gambling place.
啊，通常他们会使用这个所谓这个 ultra scan 或者 super scan 来分别这个钞票的真假。
Oftentimes they have ultra scan or super scan to distinguish between the two.
所以钞票有真也有假。
So money, there's true and false ones.
然后圣经说教会里的教师有真也有假。
And the Bible says that in the church, there's true teacher and false teachers.
因为圣经说在教会里面会出现这个假教师。
Because the Bible tells us that in the church there will be false teachers.
所以彼得后书第二章第一节彼得这么说。
So in 2 Peter 2:1 it says,
他说从前在百姓中有假先知起来，将来在你们中间也必有假师傅。
But false prophets also arose among the people, just as there will also be false teachers among you.
所以彼得说以前有假教师。
So, Peter says, in the past there has been false prophets.
啊，将来也会有假教师。
In the future, there will all be false prophets.
所以这句经文说明说，在任何的一个时候都会有假教师出现在教会。
So this passage tells us that no matter when, there will be false prophets.
所以真的钞票跟这个假的钞票，它有的地方不同。
So for bills, the real ones and the false ones, there are differences.
所以钞票的真假有它们的特征。
So there's special characteristics to a true and false bill.
啊，我们可以用我们的肉眼或者用一些仪器来辨别这些钞票的真假。
We can use our eyes or some special instruments to distinguish between the two.
那同样的，圣经说假教师也有他们的特征。
Likewise, the Bible tells us that false teachers have their special characteristics.
所以从今天我们所看这段经文，圣经说假教师一共有四个特征。
So from the scripture, we see that there's four characteristics of a false teacher.
那么第一个特征，圣经说假教师是欺骗人的人。
First, false prophets lie to people.
所以彼得说，从前在百姓中有假先知起来，将来在你们中间也必有假师傅私自引进陷害人的异端。
Just as Peter says, but false prophets also arose among the people, just as there will also be false teachers among you, who will secretly introduce destructive heresies.
所以假教师以这个欺骗的方法引人陷入这个陷阱里面。
So, the false teachers, cause people to fall into traps.
所以他们所传的是假的。
So what they preach is false.
然后彼得还称他们说他们是异端。
And Peter calls them as a sect.
什么是
a cult.
A cult.、什么是异端
?What is a cult?、
异端就是指那些信仰不纯洁的人。
A cult is basically those who do not have the correct beliefs.、
他们已经离开了这个圣经的真理。
They have departed from the truth of scripture.
其实异端原本的意思是做一个选择。
Actually, the term cult initially means making a choice.
那么后来它是指教派的意思。
And later on, different sects.
我们当教会有人离开这个真理的时候,
when in a church, someone leaves the truth,
我们当教会里面有人纷争结党的时候,
and there's division among the church,
然后无形中就会造成这个异端的出现,
and sometimes that leads to cult.
我们中国现今的教会有不少的异端,
and the churches in China today has many cults.
我们其中就是东方闪电,
one of them is Eastern Lightning.
然后东方闪电的创办人他是赵伟山,
and the founder of Eastern Lightning is Zhao Weishan.
那么在1989年他在黑龙江省开始了一个教派叫永恒根基教会,
and in 1989 she started a sect called Church of the Everlasting Foundation.
然后赵伟山称自己是全能者,
and Zhao Weishan called herself the powerful one.
那么后来他在这个河南省跟一位叫邓的女士同工,
and then he started working with Sister Dunn.
那么赵伟山称这位女士为 这个全能的神,
and 赵伟山 called this lady Almighty God,
和女基督,
and the female Christ.
那么当时教会的名字被改成真神教会,
and at that time, the church's name was changed to the Church of the True God.
那么后来他们根据马太福音第24章27节,
and according to Matthew 24:27,
那么教会的名称后来被改成东方闪电,
the name of the church was later turned into Eastern Lightning.
那么今天在中国, 目前东方闪电有100万的信徒,
and in China today, there's
about 1 million
believers, followers of Eastern Lightning.
然后分布在中国20个省,
and it's spread out in the 20 provinces.
那么异端的出现主要的原因就是因为教会缺少正确的教导,
and the appearance of cults is because the church lacks true teaching.
这个是中国教会所面对的一个问题,
and this is a problem faced by Chinese churches.
所以当我们对这个圣经的真理不熟悉的时候,
and when we're unfamiliar with a scripture,
那么很容易的就会受到这些假教师的欺骗,
it's very easy for us to be fall prey to the false teachers.
所以这些假教师所传的不只是假的,
so the things that the false teachers teach, not only are they false,
他们用的方法 也是假的,
the methods that they use are also false.
通常他们进入教会的时候他们不会公开他们的信仰,
oftentimes when they enter a church, they do not publicize their belief.
他们进入教会的时候就好像圣经所说好像一个披着羊皮的狼,
it's just like they enter a church like a wolf in sheep's clothing.
所以主耶稣在马太福音第七章第15节这么说,
so Jesus in Matthew 7:15 says,
他说你们要防备假先知,他们到你们这里来,外面披着羊皮,里面却是残暴的狼,
beware of the false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly are ravenous wolves.
然后保罗在晚年的时候同样的警告教会的信徒,
and Paul in his later years also warns the believers.
在使徒行传20章第29节到30节, 保罗这么说,
in Acts 20:29-30, Paul says,
他说我知道我去了之后必有凶暴的这个豹子嘛豺狼进入你们中间不爱惜羊群就是你们中间也必有人起来说悖逆的话, 要引诱门徒跟从他们,
I know that after my departure, savage wolves will come in among you, not sparing the flock, and from among your own selves, men will arise, speaking perverse things to draw away the disciples after them.
这些假教师他们外表看起来很善良,
and these false teachers look good on the outside.
他们好像一只羊, 但是里面却是一只残暴的狼,
they appear as sheep, yet inside they're ravenous wolves.
他们的目的就是要欺骗信徒来跟从他们,
and their purpose is to cause the other believers to follow them.
然后彼得还说他们所用的言语是捏造的 言语。
And Peter says that their words are false.
如果你看这个捏造的言语，在原文它叫 plastos。
And if you look at the made-up word, basically in Greek, it's called plastos.
那么英文字 plastic 是来自这个希腊文 plastos。
And the English word plastic came from plastos.
所以我们知道 plastic 不是有弹性的是吗
？And plastic has certain amount of elasticity.
可以被扭曲。
And it can be twisted.
那么这些假教师把圣经的话语扭曲来达到他们的目的。
And these false teachers twist scripture to accomplish their goals.
如果我们对圣经的真理理解不深的话
，If we do not have deep understanding of scripture,
我们很容易就会受骗。
It's very easy for us to fall prey.
所以，当我们对圣经的真理越深入了解的时候，就能够辨别什么是真，什么是假。
So the more we know scripture, then the more we're capable of distinguishing between true and false.
那么就如一个人对这个钞票的认识很越深，他就能够辨别钞票的真假。
Just as the more person has the knowledge of the dollar bill, the more that he's able to distinguish between true and false ones.
那么通常一个人被骗，很多时候不知道自己被骗。
Oftentimes when people are cheated or lied to, they don't realize it.
然后除非他知道对方是一个骗子。
Unless they know the other person is a liar.
那么在我自己的印象中，我曾经被人骗过两次。
In my impression, I've been lied to twice.
那么第一次是我在念初中三的那年。
First was when I was in middle school.
那么学年结束之后。
At the end of the year.
然后我跟我的堂弟到新加坡去旅行。
My cousin and I went to Singapore for a vacation.
然后玩了几天，我们就坐火车回家。
After a few days, we took a train home.
然后在火车上，我们遇到一个同乡的一个朋友。
And on the train, we saw a friend from our county.
然后这位朋友说他在经济上有点困难。
And this friend said he was in a financial strait.
他需要钱，问我们是否可以借他一些钱。
He needs money, and so he asked if we could lend him some money.
他不久将会还给我们。
And he would give it to us soon.
所以我就借给他20块钱。
So I lent him $20.
其实20块钱在那个时候蛮多钱的。
Actually, $20 at that time was quite a bit of money.
那我的堂弟也借给他20块钱。
And my cousin also lent him $20.
那么之后我们再也没有见过他了。
And after that, we never saw him again.
那么后来村里的人说他是一位老千。
And then the people in the village said he's a liar.
He's a con man.
He's a con man.
这个是我第一次被受骗。
And so this is the first time I was cheated.
那么第二次被受骗是我从大学毕业后出来工作的时候。
Second time I was cheated, I was after I started working after college.
那么有一天，有位中学的同学到我的办公室来找我。
One day, a high school friend came to my office to see me.
说他刚从英国回来。
And said that he just returned from England.
然后钱用完了。
And he used up all his money.
他需要一笔钱回家乡。
He needs some money to go home.
因此我借给他300块钱。
So I lent him $300.
那么既然他是我的同学
，and since he was my schoolmate，
我就把钱借给他
，so I lent him the money。
他说我回家之后我会把这个钱寄还给你。
He said after I go home I will send the money back to you。
哦，几个月过后我都没有收到他的钱。
And after several months I didn't receive any money from him。
后来发觉到他向很多其他的同学都借钱。
And then later on, I found out that he borrowed money from a lot of other my friends.
当时我突然间醒悟过来。
Then I realized.
知道自己被骗了。
That I have been cheated.
这些假教师是骗子来的。
So, the false teachers are cheaters.
所以圣经说他们是披着羊皮的狼。
And the Bible tells us that they're wolves in sheep's clothing.
不容易看到他们的真面目。
It's not easy to see their true face.
如果不小心的话就被骗。
If we're not careful, we will be cheated.
所以彼得 在彼得后书第三结束的时候
So Peter, in the end of the chapter 1 says,
他劝勉当时的基督徒在神的话语要留意。
He exhorts the Christians of that time to pay attention to God's word.
目的就是要抵挡这些假教师。
And for the purpose of opposing the false teachers.
那同样的我们应当对这个圣经的认识应当很深入。
Likewise, we ought to have deep understanding of scripture.
应当留意圣经所说的。
And we ought to pay attention to what the Bible says.
我们才能够抵挡这些假教师的这个教导。
Then we will be able to oppose the teachings of the false teachers.
那么假教师的第二个特征。
And the second characteristic of a false teacher.
那彼得说他们否认主耶稣基督。
They said, Peter says that they deny Jesus Christ.
在第一节彼得这么说。
So in verse 1, Peter says,
他说从前在百姓中有假先知起来，将来在你们中间也必有假师父，私自引进陷害人的异端，连卖他们的主，来买他们的主，他们也不承认，自取速速的灭亡。
The false prophets also arose among the people, just as there will also be false teachers among you, who will secretly introduce destructive heresies, even denying the master who brought them, bringing swift destruction upon themselves.
那么这些假教师他们否认耶稣基督在十字架上已经洗清了世人的罪。
And these false teachers deny, that Jesus has cleansed their sins on the cross.
他们也否认主耶稣将会再来审判这个世界。
They also deny that Jesus is going to come and judge the world again.
因为耶稣在十字架上所流的宝血已经赎清了人的罪。
Because the precious blood that was shed on the cross has already cleansed men's sins.
只有那些相信愿意悔改的人才能够得到拯救。
It's only those who believe and are willing to repent are they saved.
但是虽然耶稣已经赎清了世人的罪。
Even though Jesus has already cleansed the sin of people.
但是这些假教师不承认耶稣是他们的救主。
Yet these false teachers deny that Jesus is their savior.
因此他们没有得到这个神的救恩。
Therefore they do not receive the salvation of God.
其实除了彼得后书谈到这个假教师。
And besides, Second Peter that talks about false teachers.
在犹大书哦，就是圣经后面那本书，也谈到这个假教师。
And in Jude, one of the later books in the Bible also talks about false teachers.
你知道犹大书有多少章？
Do you know how many chapters are in the book of Jude?
啊？你们有多少章？我要考你们一下，这个不是犹大书是十九章。
This is not Jude, chapter 19.
犹大书只有一章，这个是十九节。
Jude only has one chapter, and this is verse 19.
这就是那些引人结党、属乎血气、没有圣灵的人。
These are the ones who cause divisions, worldly-minded, devoid of the Spirit.
那么这节经文说明假教师是没有圣灵的人。
And this scripture says that false teachers are devoid of Spirit.
那么圣经说一个得救的人是有圣灵内住在他的里面。
The Bible says that a saved individual has the Holy Spirit living in them.
但是一个不得救的人是没有圣灵在他的里面。
But one who is not saved is devoid of the Spirit.
在罗马书第八章，保罗也这么说，如果一个人有圣灵的话，他是神的儿女。
And Paul also says in Romans that if a person has the Holy Spirit, he is a child of God.
然后既然假教师没有圣灵，
And since false teachers do not have the Spirit,
因此他们是不得救的人。
So they're not saved.
但是他们却是披着这个羊皮。
Yeah, they are covered with sheep's clothing.
然后装成一个好像得救的人进入这个教会。
They pretend to be a saved individual and enter the church.
欺骗信徒，使到信徒离开这个真道。
And they mislead the believers and causing them to walk away from the truth.
其实在两三年前我们教会出现一位假教师假先知。
And two, three years ago, a false teacher, false prophet was among us.
起初没有人看出她是一位假教师。
Initially, no one realized that she's a false teacher.
就如圣经所说，好像一个光明的天使一样。
And just as the Bible says, it says angel of light.
好像一只披着羊皮的狼。
And as a wolf in sheep's clothing.
那么在教会里面传扬这个假的道理。
And preaching the false teaching in the church.
那么彼得说，假教师的第三个特征。
And Peter says, false teacher, the third characteristic.
他们是邪淫的人。
They are.
邪淫的人。They are
adulterers.
所以第二节彼得说，将有许多人随从他们邪淫的神行为，便叫真道因他们的缘故被毁谤。
And many will follow their sensuality, and because of them, the way of the truth will be maligned.
那么这节经文说，假教师是邪淫行为的人。
And here, it says that they will follow their sensuality.
他们有这个行为是因为他们没有主。
They have such actions because they do not have the Lord.
因为自己就是主。
Because they follow themselves.
所以他们放纵这个肉体的私欲。
So they allow their flesh to lead them.
就如先知耶利米在这时代的假先知一样。
Just as Jeremiah in his time.
我在耶路撒冷的先知中曾见可憎恶的事，他们行奸淫。
Also among the prophets of Jerusalem, I have seen a horrible thing, the committing of adultery.
表面上看起来很善良。
On the surface, they look good.
但是里面却充满了这个罪恶。
Yet, inside, it's full of sin.
他们行神所憎恶的事情。
They do that which is abominable to the Lord.
那么还引导别人来跟从他们。
And they lead others to follow them.
那么他们所做的，但是却有许多人跟从他们。
Yet many people do follow them.
那么使到真道因他们的缘故被毁谤。
And because of them, the truth will be maligned.
所以往往很多时候，当这些事情发生在教会的时候，
Oftentimes when these things happen in a church,
那么教会的名，神的名将会受到大大的亏损。
The name of the Lord is greatly maligned.
这假教师圣经说是邪淫的人。
And so, the Bible tells us that these false teachers are adulterers.
其实东方闪电的会友，他们就是如此。
And the members of Eastern Lightning is such.
他们鼓吹人把婚姻和家庭的生活除去。
They cause people to put away their families.
换句话说，就是破坏自己的婚姻和家庭。
So it's destroying their own marriage and destroying their own families.
那么那些接受他们教导的人，
and those who follow their teaching,
将会被安排有新的配偶，
will be directed as to their future spouse.
然后拒绝的人或想要离开这个教派的人，
and those who refuse or want to leave the Eastern Lightning.
那么他们的家人跟他们的孩子将会受到威胁。
And their family and their children are threatened.
那么有些男人跟女人以这个邪淫的行为来引诱人加入他们的教派。
And there are men and women who uses adulterous ways to cause people to lead people in.
因做这个邪淫的行为。
And because of adulterous actions,
有不少的人染上了这个性病，还有这个艾滋病。
And many people caught AIDS and other sexually transmitted diseases.
所以假教师的特征，第一就是欺骗。
So one the characteristics of false teachers is one they are liars.
那么第二就是否认耶稣是主。
Second, they deny Jesus as Lord.
那第三就是随从这个邪淫的行为。
Thirdly, they follow their sensuality.
那么最后是贪财取利的人。
Finally, they are greedy and exploit people.
所以第三节彼得在这边说， 他们应有贪心，要用捏造的言语在你们身上取利。
So in verse 3 it says, and their greed, they will exploit you with false words.
而假教师的他们的目的就是要在人的身上取利。
And so false teachers, their purpose is to exploit you.
他们利用耶稣的名来欺骗人。
They use the name of Jesus to lie to you.
如果你记得的话，在80年代的时候，有一个事工叫做赞美主。
If you remember, in the 80s there was a ministry called Praise the Lord.
啊，如果你们年轻的，可能你不记得，因为你不在。
If you're young, you probably don't remember because you weren't around yet.
啊，主持人是 Jim Baker.
And the founder is named Jim Baker.
有不少的人跟从他。
Lots of people followed him.
啊，外表上看起来做得非常的成功。
And on the outside, it appears as though he was very successful.
但是里面却发生了不道德的事情。
Yet, there's immoral things on the inside.
那么假教师他们传扬这个耶稣。
And false teachers, preach about Jesus.
但是耶稣是他们所捏造出来的。
Yet, it's a Jesus of their making.
是众人喜欢听、喜欢跟随的。
It's one that people want to hear and want to follow.
那其实今天你看还有这些假教师。
And if you look at today, there's many false teachers.
很多人跟随他们。
And many people follow them.
因为他们喜欢听他讲的。
Because they like to hear what they have to say.
所以 Jim Baker 不止传扬耶稣。
So Jim Baker, not only did he preach about Jesus.
他们捏造出来的耶稣。
The Jesus of their making.
啊，同时他也建造这个娱乐场和旅馆。
And he was also building a hotel and vacation spot.
所以在1984年到1987年的时候，他向跟随他的人售卖这个1000块钱的终身会计。
So from 84 to 87, he sold lifetime membership to those who followed him.
然后这个会计允许这个会员在一年里可以免费住这个3个晚上的五星酒店。
And so this membership allowed people to stay in this 5-star hotel for 3 days out of a year.
我们在这段时间里面，据说他卖了几万个这个会计。
And he sold many of these lifetime memberships.
啊，但是只建了一座500间房间的旅馆。
But he only built a 500-room hotel.
啊，不能够容纳这么多会员。
It's not sufficient to accommodate all the members.
啊，换句话说，所收到的钱超过建造这个旅馆的费用。
In other words, what he received far exceeded the money that he spent on the hotel.
那么多余的钱，金贝克自己收。
And the extra money he took it himself.
一共收了340万美金。
He collected $3.4 million.
其实还有Jim Baker与他的秘书发生了不道德的关系。
And Jim Baker also had an immoral relationship with his secretary.
那么他还给了他的秘书Jessica Han $279,000.
And he also gave his secretary Jessica Han $279,000.
吩咐他不要把这件事情告诉别人。
To tell her not to tell this to anyone.
但是最后这件事情被显露出来了。
But finally all these things came to light.
直到金贝克下台。
So Jim Baker was forced to step down.
我之后被告上法庭。
And he was brought to court.
所以提摩太书前书保罗在这边说。
So in 1 Timothy Paul says,
但是那些想要发财的人就陷在迷惑，落在网罗和许多无知有害的私欲里，叫人沉在败坏和灭亡中。
But those who want to get rich fall into temptation and a snare and many foolish and harmful desires which plunge men into ruin and destruction.
那贪财是万恶之根，有人贪恋钱财，就被引诱离了真道，用许多愁苦把自己刺透了。
For the love of money is a root of all sorts of evil, and some by longing for it have wandered away from the faith and pierced themselves with many griefs.
所以真教师不是贪财的人。
So a true teacher is not greedy.
他们的侍奉不是为了钱财。
They do not serve because of money.
而是因为为了神的荣耀。
But for the sake of God's glory.
所以假教师他们其中的一个特征就是贪财取利。
So one of the characteristics of false teacher is greed.
啊，这个不是新的。
This is nothing new.
在旧约时代也发生过这件事情。
In the Old Testament, this happened too.
所以先知这么说，首领为掳掠行审判，祭司为雇价施媒训媒，先知为银钱行占卜。
Her leaders pronounce judgment for a bribe. Her priests instruct for a price, and her prophets divine for money.
所以假教师的特征，第一就是欺骗人。
So the characteristics of false teachers is one, he's a liar.
第二就是否认主。
Second, he denies Christ.
第三是行邪淫的人。
Thirdly, follow their sensuality.
第四是贪财取利的人。
And finally, he's greedy and exploit others.
因此我们必须要防备他们。
Therefore, we must guard against them.
但是怎么防备他们呢？
But how do we guard against them?
我只能够有想到一个方法。
I can only think of one way.
就是能够深入的去认识这本圣经。
That is to know scripture deeply.
而且去留意圣经所说的。
And to pay attention to what scripture says.
那么我们就可以防备他们。
Then we could guard against them.
也能够辨别到底他们是真还是假。
And we can also distinguish between true and false. Let's spend some time to meditate on today's message. False teacher can appear anytime in the church.
因此我们要防备他们。
Therefore, we must guard against them.
让我们在主的话语能够生根。
Let's take root in God's word.
以致我们能够抵挡这些假教师的教导。
So that we may oppose the teachings of the false teachers.
能够辨别什么是真，什么是假的。
So that we may be able to distinguish between true and false.
亲爱的父神，求你帮助我们。
Please help us, Lord.
让我们在你的话语里能够生根。
That we may take deep root in your word.
以致我们能够抵挡这些假教师的教导。
So that we may oppose the teachings of the false teachers.
求主你帮助我们。
Please help us.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名求。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen.